Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Naked Gaming Podcast with me, Lee Milner, and Chris Barrow.
Yes, it's a retro special today. Excited for that?
Yeah.
Well, you like your retro games, don't you?
Love retro.
Do you know who else loves retro?
Who?
Your dad.
What are you playing, Gary?
FA Premier League football.
And are you winning?
It's 0-0. It's Leeds United. I'm 1-0 down now.
Is that because of me?
Yeah.
So you've been playing PlayStation 1, have you seen?
What?
Because I asked your mum to secretly film your dad playing the PlayStation. So we're celebrating all things retro in this episode.
And I'm really excited about this. We're going to be playing and streaming as well later on, the new Streets of Rage 4.
Yeah, it only took them 26 years to make the sequel to Streets of Rage 3. Everyone's baking, have you noticed?
I'm not.
You can't get flour.
No.
Well, you won't get flour.
No. I don't want to bake. I just want to buy it ready.
Why won't you bake?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you're quite healthy. You did your online workouts recently, haven't you?
Yeah.
Pumping the iron.
Pumping the iron, doing my home workouts. But yeah, gaming-wise, though, what are we talking about?
Well, we've decided to get our reporter and now new fitness instructor, Alex Amrap Rhodes, to show us how it's done.
You can probably hear Alice thudding along there. I mean, she's got even heavier steps than I do. It's like a herd of elephants. All right.
So he's been playing games to try and get fit. I didn't know what an AMRAP was until recently, but you can tell us what an AMRAP is, can't you? Because you know now.
I know as many reps as possible.
So that's good, isn't it? You've been learning.
Yeah.
So Alex will be showing us his guns later.
Yep, and of course you can always subscribe to the podcast and you will feel better.
What, like health-wise?
Yeah, it's good for the soul.
Okay. At Naked Gaming Pod on Twitter and in the usual places.
By the way, we are making this into a special video podcast this month, and it will be ready soon, as soon as Chris learns how to edit. You could be waiting a long time.
Does it get called a vlogcast if it's like a video? I think that's a real thing, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. Anyway.
I work in telly, darling.
You care not for these issues. So if you're watching on YouTube, then Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Sorry it took so long. No, hopefully it will be as soon as possible. Just look for Chris Barrow, Lee Milner, Naked Gaming Podcast, and you'll find it there. First, Lee's here with her bestest news voice, genuinely sitting at our shiny dining table news area. Off you go.
Over 85,000 games have been made available in the UK for frontline NHS care workers to thank them for their efforts in fighting COVID-19. The scheme, known as Games for Carers, has been in such high demand that they only have Steam and Epic Store games available. If you're an NHS worker, you can grab a key from the Games for Carers website with your NHS email address.
And there it is.
Andy Murray has won the Madrid Open.
Heartbreak for David Goffin.
Well, sort of. Andy actually won the virtual Madrid Open, where 16 leading ATP players swapped their rackets for PlayStation 4 controllers. David Goffin was Murray's opponent in the final. Andy beat the Belgian 7-6 on the Tennis World Tour game. Well done, Andy. Although amateur players are returning to the courts, tennis tournaments are likely to be suspended until mid-July because of coronavirus. One of the world's biggest esports events has been postponed until 2021. The International, which awards big money prizes to the winners, was due to take place in Stockholm in August. Last year's prize money totaled £28 million. The organisers say they will share more information when we have it, but aren't expecting to be able to confirm a date for a while. Fortnite news now, and on April the 23rd, more than 12 million Fortniters, stopped fighting to watch a digital avatar of the rapper Travis Scott teleport around a beach and launch audience members into outer space. Sounds like one of my Ibiza trips. It was part of a 10-minute virtual concert, the game's biggest event ever. 27.7 million unique gamers attended the digital gig. That's a lot of uniqueness. It all went pretty smoothly, actually, unlike the launch of the new Assassin's Creed game. Developed by Ubisoft, everyone was expecting new gameplay when this trailer arrived. Very nice, but no gameplay. Plus, there was a moment where it looked like their new game was called Assassin's Creed Offline. Despite all the controversy, Ubisoft has revealed that the Assassin's Creed Valhalla trailer has had over 100 million views in just 10 days. So, someone must care.
Thanks to Lee Milner, who read the news from our very own dining room table for authenticity.
I'll put that on my CV.
Stop kidding around, Snake. Snake!
By the way, happy 40th birthday to Pac-Man. The yellow pizza-shaped blob was originally called Puck-Man because he eats pucks, but the creators changed one letter because they were worried that young people would graffiti the arcade machines and change the first letter to an F. And that's actually true.
Lots of people are going back to gaming with all this extra time because of lockdown and people not going out quite so much still at the moment. One person who's been playing a lot recently is your dad.
Right. We're in COVID and my husband went up in the attic and found PS2 and PS1 and decided to spin it down and start to have a go. And this is where he is most evenings. What are you playing, Gary?
FA Premier League football.
And are you winning?
It's 0-0. It's Leeds United. I'm 1-0 down there.
Is that because of me?
Yeah.
All right, OK, then.
You just made him score.
Oh, what a goal. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I can't take my eye off it, though.
Now, hang on. So, when I was younger, I used to have the Sega, the PlayStation, PS2, Game Boy, all the Game Boy
all
collections. I was a very spoilt child. No, I loved gaming. So what's happened is we've moved house, obviously, and we've bought our own. And Dad's been left with all this retro gear.
Stuff, rubbish.
And he's kind of thought, I can't cope with Mum anymore, so let's do a bit of gaming.
What did you reckon then? So a bit of fun then playing games. I think it's nice for them to dig out the PlayStation.
Is, right, when I was younger, he was actually quite good.
Were you doing the heavy lifting, though, and he was just tagging on to your skills?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, quite good.
So if you are gaming in a retro way, let us know about it. It's at Naked Gaming Pod on Twitter. This is the attachment that you didn't know you needed. We've just discovered that the Game Boy Pocket Sonar is a thing that existed quite a long time ago, actually. Do you want to tell us about the Game Boy?
Are you sure it's something we need?
Depends if you want to go fishing.
Let me just read you this, right? Okay. Apparently, it's a peripheral for the Nintendo Game Boy made by Bandai that used sonar to locate fish. up to 20 metres, that's 65 feet if you're wondering, underwater for the sport of fishing and contain the fishing mini game.
Wow.
I feel like I'm back on Look East.
1998 it was released. That's crazy, isn't
and
it?
And it was never released internationally, of course.
But guess what?
What?
You can get hold of one right now if you want.
Yeah, never going to buy that.
But hang on, you can buy one. I sent you an eBay link
there. Oh, $127. That's a bit pricey.
Well, it depends how much you like fishing, doesn't it? Not that much.
Not that much. Not that much. Wow, okay. Well, I mean, for all you keen fishers out there, fishers.
Fishes. If you're a fish listening, you'll be pleased that we're not going to buy one.
Fishermen. Fish. Fishes.
Do you need to
fisher get... women?
Fisher people. Fishermen. They call it fishermen.
Fishermen. Yeah. But it's a bit sexist, isn't it? Yeah. Why not fisher women?
I don't know.
Now, I've always liked the idea of VR, but we're still thinking about getting a headset.
The virtual reality headset's quite expensive. I'm tempted, but I don't know yet.
How much are they? Do you know?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Mm. Okay, all right. Mm. It might mess my hair up. I mean, I'm not really pleased about wearing these headphones, but anyway.
Okay.
If you have one and you're wondering about university, then this might be the game for you.
Now, I know that you went to Lincoln University mm-hmm. in Lincolnshire. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the doctors there has turned the Brayford campus that you know so well into a virtual reality game.
Ah, memories.
Some things that you did don't need to be VR simulated, do they?
I don't want to relive those moments. In fact, I can't because I can't remember them.
Well, that's good. It's probably for the best
it's
for everybody.
It's probably for the best for everybody.
So this is Dr. Chris Hedlund, and I asked him, why did he make it?
So this all started really as we were trying to create a virtual meeting room space. And because we wanted to use this for university research projects and even actually embedding some research experimentation in there, we tried to base it off a university building. Literally just as we got to the point where we were starting this project, we noticed that there was a lot of stuff coming up on Twitter about people missing being on campus because lockdown had just kicked in. And university is a weird engagement, right? It's you move there, it becomes your home, it becomes a big part of your life. And suddenly all these people have been told that they basically couldn't socialize with their friends, couldn't, mingle with their kind of extended family. And university is a lot more than its buildings. It's a lot more than its campus. It's a community. It's the research. It's the ethos of the environment. The buildings are really closely linked to a lot of those memories as well.
You know, you can get bogged down in doing every single meter of every single corner and then making sure all the walls are rounded here instead of, there being a straight line. How kind of liberal were you when it came to the actual designing of the campus?
We wanted to make sure that all the buildings were actually recognisable as the building they were supposed to be. We bought this pack of prefab assets because we're not 3D modellers and we were trying to cut corners wherever we possibly could. And if one of these prefab sheets had five windows where the actual building on site had six, we weren't too fussed. But if you learn to navigate this, you can also navigate in around the campus. You can get a sense of where you are. Everyone has their favorite bit of campus, and if we try to do things too accurately, things change quite often. We're quite a dynamic, we're quite an agile university. And I literally just couldn't keep up to date with the minor tweaks that we make as we go along.
The one question that my wife, who actually went to the university, said I had to ask you was, did you include the swans? Because swans are apparently a huge part of going to Lincoln University.
Yeah, we are super into our waterfowl at Lincoln. Yeah. Everything is swan something, Our bar is the swan. There's mythology around these swans. There's swan watching. It's you've not really been a University of Lincoln student unless at some point you've been chased by a swan, I mean, even our mascot, our student union mascot is Swanny. Now, we really wanted to get swans in there, but I am not a 3D modeler and I'm not an animator, and I could not find anything that didn't look like a really ugly swan. I couldn't find anything that matched the rest of our assets, and I thought, this is just not going to work. Now, fortunately, so we couldn't get anything out in version one. Fortunately, one of my colleagues from the School of Media, Graham Cooper, he created this absolutely fantastic swaggering swan. It struts, it swaggers, it's got this kind of funky attack mode. And we were actually working on this last weekend. We're hoping he's going to go out there in the next update.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
Dr. Chris Hedlund, who's a VR researcher at the University of Lincoln, and you can get the beta version of Lincoln Island for free now from the Microsoft Store. This is the Naked Gaming Podcast with Chris Barrow and me, Lee Milner.
Now on to new releases, and I actually genuinely waited up till midnight.
You did?
For this
you
one. Did. And then it came out 8 hours later.
Disappointment.
Well, if you're waiting up till midnight, you expect it to be there. But anyway, this is Streets of Rage.
So excited.
4. Ah! Now, we both played this as kids, so we played Streets of Rage. So I played one mostly. What about you?
One.
Yeah.
I think I only played one.
I think I did a bit of two, but then in three, there was someone on roller skates, which I don't really remember that, but anyway. So this has new characters, 5 characters that you want to play as, and then you can unlock classic characters in their sort of 8-bit forms, and they look really cool. The levels are quite beatable. We managed to get through it, but it's very hard to get an S rating. Each stage is rated and stuff like that. But I wanted more playable characters, like cool new characters. They've got the retro ones, but I wanted newer characters.
I see what you mean. I quite like things when they do
simple.
When they do retro revivals, I don't like it to be too different.
Yeah, and this is not that different.
They have got some new characters.
Yeah,
and the graphics. Mm. It's like cartoony.
Yeah,
which I haven't really seen in a game in a long time.
It's really nicely done. 26 years in the
making.
Music
is rad.
You during the level 5 or something, you were going, "Oh, the music's banging!" It was
banging.
It was pretty raving. But then the game was always about the music accompanying your fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
We actually streamed this game in full. So if you look out for Lee Milner and Chris Barrow on YouTube and also add in Naked Gaming in there, you can actually find our stream of the entire game. It takes about 3 hours to beat, depending on how good you are. Once we've worked it all out, you'll be able to watch that probably by the new year. But anyway, I thought it was really good. What did you think? Rating out of 10?
You know what? I give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Do you know what? That's good. I was going to say 9.
Only because I think once you've completed it... Mm. I don't really want to do it again.
You can fight each other on it, but it loses...
I want more levels.
Exactly.
I want bigger bosses, bigger, badder bosses.
Yeah.
But it is really good for a retro revival.
So Streets of Rage 4 is available on PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and Windows for around £20. We've been playing it on Switch and PlayStation, and it's just as good on either.
It's worth your money.
This is the Naked Gaming Podcast with Chris Barrow
and Lee Milner.
Take your time. Let's go old school now. This is our retro revival feature, which we do every month. Now, this is also a retro special episode. Mm-hmm. So we decided to play this game that we've been trying to get hold of for months called Catan.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25 years old. Just to remind us, why are we playing Catan? Are you going to get it out of the box?
Hang on a second.
Well, I'll remind everybody why we're playing Catan then. Bye. See you later.
See ya.
So we were on our honeymoon, and we looked over, and there were...
So many Amazon packages!
Yeah, I know. So much delivery. And there were two people locked in an epic battle of wits. It was a head-to-head card game, two-player. And we worked out, eventually, that it was Catan. So we ordered it off the internet. And Catan, ladies and gentlemen, has finally arrived.
Ta-da!
Now let me just...
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, that it's not the right... version of Catan.
It's not the right version.
No.
Who knew?
That Catan has 10 different editions and that the standard edition of Catan...
Look.
I know.
It says here, look.
Go on.
3 to 4 players.
Yeah. And noticeably, there's only two of us. Now, Bailey the Rabbit, he might be able to play Catan.
No.
But you can't really... Unless you modify all the rules, you can't play that two-player.
No.
That cost me £40.
Are you sending it back?
Yeah, but only when the card version of Catan arrives.
Hang on, we ordered that 3 weeks ago.
No, it's supposed to be here by now.
Do you think during lockdown, though, everybody has the same idea?
What, let's get all the board games?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think you're right. We did play Monopoly the other day, and I won.
If you're playing a board game at home, let us know what you're playing. Maybe there's a new thing that we could try rather than Catan and waiting forever and a year for it to come. You can always get in touch at Naked Gaming Pod.
Yeah, we'll look out for that.
Busy night, but there's always room for another.
Now it's time for our Simulator of the Month feature, and everyone is at home baking and eating cakes, takeaways, pizza. You know all about this, Chris, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's time to get fit.
Well, we played basketball the other day. It was quite good, actually.
Yeah, we played basketball the other day. So how easy is it at the minute trying to get fit?
But with games to help you.
With games.
Yeah,
gaming. Because I've got a lot of adverts at the moment as well for these keep fit kind of things, like that are synced to the Wii.
Yeah, they can do that.
So we've sent the svelte Alex Rhodes to investigate.
He'll love that.
Hello, Chris and Lee. Alex here, reviewing another game for you. Today, it's Parkour Simulator 3D. I suppose it'd have to be 3D, because otherwise it's just Super Mario Brothers, isn't it? Right, okay, so it's on iPhone. Booted up. It's got this funky soundtrack. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to select my character. Let's go with Alice. Select. Play. Here we go. Run and reach all the checkpoints until the time runs out. Time is your opponent. It should be before the time runs out, but it doesn't matter. Be quick and agile. How many points will you find? Prove that parkour is speed. I'm going to shove it in the faces of all those detractors who say parkour isn't speed. Okay. Now, my familiarity with parkour generally extends to that scene in Casino Royale, right at the start, where that guy does those flips. I know we're all supposed to be getting more active, you know, during lockdown. We're allowed to go out a bit more, do some more exercise, that sort of thing. To be honest, I've not really been doing that. So I'm hoping that this game will help, you know, put me in the mood and inspire me. Okay, right, here we go. I'm running through the points. It is 3D. It looks pretty good, actually. Oh, I've jumped over. You seem to have two main modes, jump and do a roll. Here we go, hop. It's actually given me a little bit of Pro Skater, Tony Hawk Pro Skater vibes, which I hear is getting a remake. Oh, ooh. The last checkpoint. You see, I'm doing it already. Jump. I've not really done any flips. Oh, I do a backflip to celebrate. Okay. Yeah, that was mainly just sort of hopping up and down on various cars. Kind of like what students do when they've had too much to drink on a night out. This is a different game. You see, it has the tendency to run unskippable ads. It's free to download, so I get it. That's for Subway Simulator 3D. Well, fortunately, my life isn't quite that tragic yet, so I can hold off on playing Subway Simulator. Level 2. Let's go. I'm in a, you know, it's a sort of city environment at the moment. Cars sort of parked all over the place. Oh, there's a jump. And it seems like... Okay, here we go. Now I have to jump on a sign from a roof, so this is a bit more tricky. Here we go. Hop! Oh, I'm hanging on. I've made it. Is parkour allowed? Is parkour one of the sports that you're allowed to do now? It's not really a contact sport. I suppose you should probably wear gloves and go back after you've done a run and rub down all the surfaces you touch with your dirty hands. I've seen nothing in the government guidelines about parkour. A glaring omission. Can I see my mum and dad again? Can I do a flip off a lamppost? This is the clarity we need. You can probably hear Alice thudding along there. I mean, she's got even heavier the steps than I do. It's like a herd of elephants. All right, go on. Okay, I'm actually on the rooftops now. This is getting serious. Okay, to the ladder, to the ladder. Missed it. Landed on the ground. Luckily, despite her thudding footsteps, Alice has got, you know, lands like a cat and doesn't have to go to hospital for two shattered kneecaps. All right. I like that. You know, that sort of funky soundtrack. It reminds me a little bit of Jet Set Radio Future, which I had on the original Xbox. I'm showing my age there. Finally. Oh, all right, Alice. Finally. My tests for mobile games are always, are they going to keep your 7-year-old nephew entertained? Yes, this one is. I mean, that's the only reason to buy a mobile game, to be honest. Another advert for Subway Simulator. Maybe I am sad enough. That looked pretty appealing, actually. Do you remember public transport?
Unbelievable scenes. Thank you so much, Alex. Would you use him as your gym instructor?
God, no.
Before we go, just time for a listener review. David Chapman has been playing Animal Crossing New Horizons. Loads this month. Just like you.
Hello. love it.
You've been playing a bit too much. But
I didn't think I'd like it, but it's strangely addictive.
What's really funny about it, though, is that you end up playing it all the time.
Yeah.
At night.
At night. I've never seen it in daylight.
Because the game adjusts to what time you're playing at, mm-hmm. and because you're always playing about 10 o'clock at night, you've never seen the daytime.
No. If anybody knows where it's like, let me know.
What, daytime Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
Well, David Chapman does. He's been playing loads, and this is what he made of the game that you're currently obsessed with.
Animal Crossing's New Horizons is the fifth main installment of the Animal Crossing's franchise, and we are so glad that it is finally here. The game is a wave of nostalgia with great new features that keeps this franchise fresh and fun.
Your attention, please. The Nook Inc. Getaway Package charter flight will soon be arriving at the deserted island.
Once we get past the fear of picking out a good name for our island, we are introduced to a new world that is completely customizable to us. Gameplay can be a little slow to start, as those unfamiliar with the franchise are greeted by a system that does make you wait actual days for new things to become available to the player, provided that you don't change your system time. However, the game does reward you for each time that you do come back to play. Additionally, although the new crafting had me a little skeptical at first, it is an interesting new feature that players have at their disposal. One drawback this feature has is that you are only able to craft one item at a time. The good news about Animal Crossing New Horizons is that we definitely had to nitpick in order to find anything bad about this game. We definitely think that this game is worth the buy and makes getting comfy on a nice Saturday afternoon with a warm cup of tea all the better.
Oh, thanks, David.
You love this, don't you?
I love it. I really, really love it.
Now, I think you gave it an 8 out of 10. Do you want to change that, or are you still happy with your original 8 out of 10?
8.5 out of 10.
Oh, there it is.
It's good, but it's still not, like, action-packed. I want to beat some people up like Streets of Rage.
Okay, so if you want to listen back to last month's episode, though...
I have a problem sometimes.
I think so. You can subscribe at Naked Gaming Pod and look for the Naked Gaming Podcast on Twitter and iTunes.
Well, that's it for this month. Should we get Bailey involved? Because nobody's ever seen him.
Well, he has been featuring throughout the episode, but mostly just lying down.
Hang on there.
Oh, is this happening now?
Time.
Okay, well, while Bailey Milner-Barrow the bunny... Did you just wave at my camera? While Bailey Milner-Barrow the bunny gets involved, you can look out for the video edition of this podcast. Just search for Chris Barrow and Lee Milner Naked Gaming Podcast on YouTube. You will find it there. You can subscribe to our channel, and also you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. It's Naked Gaming Podcast. That was good time.
So this is Bailey the rabbit.
Oh, he's so fluffy, and don't show his that bit of him because he's dirty.
This is him. And he's really fluffy and really lazy.
He's so fluffy though at the moment. Why is he so fluffy? Is he molting?
This is all he does.
look at him now. He's like me when I get out of bed in the morning.
Do you want to contribute? Okay then.
Thanks very much indeed. Well, that's it for this month. You can find us again next month on the 21st of June when we're talking about loads more new releases. In fact, stop fluffing everywhere, Bailey. In fact, we're going to be playing Star Wars Episode 1 Pod Racer, which they're re-releasing. We're going to go head-to-head.
I'll win ya. I always do.
Do you want to say anything else? Are you happy to go?
No. Look out for the video edition of this.
That's... Your newsreading was particularly good.
Did you like that?
I did, yeah. A lot of editing involved, everybody.
Anyway, we can't do a mic drop because I can't lift these things.
Hang on. No, we can. Hang on. 3, 2, 1.
Mind the table.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.